Time now to talk to one of the nicest guys in racing who has his little colt horse going around again on Saturday and maybe the next star of the stable in the Golden Slipper. I speak of Single Gaze and also Sizzling Bell and Nick Olive, who joins us this morning on Racing Poles. How are you, Nick?
Good morning, Michael. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Gee, what a big weekend for the stable to have another slipper runner and obviously Single Gaze going around in the Group 1 as well.
Yeah, look, massive weekend when you sit down and think about it. We sort of have been flat out this week, so not much thinking about it. But, yeah, it's a great achievement, you know, being a country trainer and having two Group 1 runners on the day and one of them in the slipper.
Yeah, absolutely. And Single Bell's been a bit of a fairy tale story to get her into the slipper in a similar progression as what Single Gaze was. Both last start finished second in the Black Opal into the main race. And for a little filly who only cost $50,000, you've done a great job with her, winning three from four and running second in the Black Opal.
Yeah, look, that's right. She's a nice little filly and she's made nice progression. And I feel she's improved a lot off her second the other day as well, you know. So obviously a big step up in class. She's taken on the best of the best, you know, the two-year-olds in Australia. So, look, you know, big jump in class, but I think she's going very well and she's deserved a spot there. So I think she's drawn one. I think she'll give a good sight.
Well, there's talk that we're going to get a bit of a wet track on Saturday. She hasn't seen that. How do you think she'll handle it?
Yeah, look, you never know until they race on it, obviously, but with her, you know, Sizzling had two runs on a heavy for two wins and her mum had five runs on a heavy track for three wins. And some of those wins were by big margins. So, look, I think she'll get through it. I'm actually hoping for a bit of rain because I think that's going to bring her into the race a bit more. I think she's got a great little action for a wet track and I think that sort of evens the field up a lot more.
It's been a fairy tale for the owners as well. I believe this is their first horse. A few mates of yours that you said, I think you want to get in this one, boys.
Yeah, that's right. This is, you know, my best mates are in it and a few other new clients that have been good friends of mine have jumped in for their first horse and they're pinching themselves. I've just tried to reinforce this is not how it normally works, but they're enjoying the ride.
You'll have to give them a dud next time. You can't give them winners all the time.
Well, we're not going to get another one like this, that's for sure.
How good do you think she could be?
Oh, look, I'm not sure. You know, look, she's obviously got a fair share of ability. I think, you know, after Saturday, we'll sort of really get a guide on where she's really at. Well, I just feel that everything she does, she just keeps improving length at a time, you know. So I don't know. To be honest, I don't know how good she is, but been very happy with this week. She worked fantastic on the grassy at Canberra yesterday, and you know, like I've sort of got in the back of my mind if she performs well, of giving her a little let up, and then maybe going to Brisbane with her if I think she's up to it.
Well, you've got her in the Golden Slipper and you've got the stable star Single Gaze going around in the Randvet and her ninth Group 1 this season. Nick Egan has just texted me, our local stats man down here. That's quite remarkable. Ninth Group 1 in this racing season.
That's crazy. I never even thought of that either. And you know, besides the Memsie first up last time and the Melbourne Cup, she's probably never finished worse than fifth. So yeah, look, she's been very consistent, but obviously, you know, dying to win another race with her. She's been sort of roundabouts without winning. I think this looks a really nice race for her on Saturday, and just been a good week with her too, you know, with the spotlight off her, and she's just sort of gone about her work and stuff without too much pressure, so it's been good.
Have you looked back at the replay of the Australian Cup and struggle not to throw things around the room because it was just such an amazing effort. The way the track was playing, for her to be so wide and to make that type of ground, there's a fair argument to say she should have won the race.
Yeah, look, there is, you know, and there's probably been a few races where we could have said that, but, you know, like her run, you know, on all things even, you know, it was an amazing run the other day, whether she would have won or not, but, you know, it fills us full of confidence going into this next start and looking forward to taking on our old mate Galo Chop again.
Did she come through that well?
She did. She came through it very well, actually. It's probably the best she's come through a run, which is just crazy, you know. Like, toughest run she's probably had this preparation, but she just thrived through it. She's travelled back to Canberra and were just commenting this morning here at the stables, you know, how bright in the eye she looks and how well she feels, you know. She sort of, the last couple of days, she looks really bright in the eye, and she's come through it super.
What happened at the start? Did Cathy tell you? Because it just seemed she couldn't muster any early speed in the Australian Cup.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, like she probably did that a bit too in the Peter Young as well. But just with the, you know, the speed they went the other day, it probably exaggerated how bad it was. You know, showed her up for how bad she did get going. She has struggled to muster speed in a lot of races, and you know, it's something that's been a bad habit of hers for a while. You know, so we're just trying a couple little things different mentally in the next few days to see if, you know, she just goes into that race a little bit more switched on and jumps and puts herself there. Whether it works or not, we don't know.
So but what do you do?
We're actually going to travel her up to Rose Hill on tomorrow. She's sort of, we've had a fresher campaign into this race than what we have into the previous races. And we're just going to travel out to Rose Hill, just hoping the new surroundings. You know, when she arrives somewhere for the first time, she's very switched on and very alert. And just hopefully that sort of helps us switch her on a little bit more and get to travelling a bit more at the start.
Well, mate, we wish you all the best because it would be a fairy tale day for the stable. I hope Sizzling Bell runs well. And after losing your mum just a couple of weeks ago, it would be a great tonic. And no doubt would certainly lift all the spirits of all involved, mate. So we wish you all the best on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. After frustration of 2 weeks ago, mate, it'd be good to have a good weekend this one.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Best of luck.
Thanks, mate.
Nick Olive.